I wonder, when you last went for a job interview, were you surprised at some of the questions being asked of you? And if you're an employer, a boss, is there one particular question you always ask that you feel provides real insight into whether a prospective employee is the right person for your organisation? A recent article quoted the CEO, the young CEO of Burger King, he's a bloke called Daniel Schwartz, and he revealed what his favourite question was to ask prospective employees. I think it's quite clever. You might think it's ridiculous. I don't know. Here's the question. Are you smart or do you work hard? So there's an or right in the middle. Are you smart or do you work hard? What do you reckon the right answer is to just say, oh, both? Are you smart or do you work hard? Now, he explains that he reckons the correct answer is I work hard. He says the wrong answer is, oh, I'm smart. The very worst answer is I'm so smart I don't have to work. I don't have to work hard. So in his terms, this is the great question, because it separates the smart asses who think they're going to come in and cruise on their natural ability from the people who are going to make the most of the opportunity and work their guts out for him. It got us thinking about the types of questions asked in job interviews. Are there some really great questions that really do draw out useful information about an applicant? I kind of think he's right. I think that is a good question. And conversely, are there some really stupid questions that don't provide any real insight at all? Isn't there one that goes around where people say, what's your greatest weakness? I mean, what are you supposed to say to that? I think the correct answer is, I feel sometimes I work too hard, I think is the correct answer. What's the silliest thing someone has asked you during a job interview? What's the question that you would ask? 1-300-222-702. 1-300-222-702. Natasha Hawker is the Director of Employee Matters. She knows all about this stuff and she's on the line. Natasha, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Richard. How are you?
Good. Now, Daniel Schwartz's question, I kind of think it's good. It took me a while to get it, I must say. But once I got it, I thought, yeah, that's a good question. What do you think?
I actually take the opposite view. I think the best thing to do is we need to think about working more productively or smarter, and it's more about the hours than the results. And I actually think in many cases you want people who work smarter rather than harder, because they're going to be more productive, and the ones that answered smarter might just be being honest.
Mm. Well, I think his point though, I mean, I see what you mean, but I think his point is that someone who says, oh, I'm so clever is a person who's kind of an egomaniac with tickets on themselves that just thinks they can cruise.
Yeah, but I think he's only giving them two options, smarter or harder, and, you know, there's probably going to be a line ball split between the two of them. But, you know, obviously you want, ideally, in a perfect world, you do actually want both.
So you're answering, Daniel, both.
Pardon?
That's your answer. Both, is it?
Yeah. Well, I think, obviously you want someone who's incredibly talented and smart but also works very hard. That's an ideal candidate in my view. Ultimately you want employees that are motivated, capable and passionate about your business or your product.
Okay. So what's your question? What's your killer question that's going to reveal all?
Yeah, I think there's a couple. I think the one that I love and is always very telling is, how would your best friend describe you to me in 3 words? It gives you a very social reflection of how they view themselves.
Sorry, always borrows money. Yeah, 3 words. Yep, sure.
Yep. What's been your favourite place, or where's been your favourite place to work and why? And that will give you a very good indication of whether they're a cultural fit to your business.
Uh-huh.
Tell me how your boss would describe you to me in 3 words. And guess what? You're going to check that in a reference check. So that's another nice double check whether the way they think their boss sees them is the actual way their boss would describe them.
Well, I reckon they're all great questions, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. What has been your, I love this one. This is my personal favourite. What has been your greatest personal achievement to date? Because what it brings out is amazing experiences and insights to that individual as a person.
Okay, and if that person says, actually coaching the under-12 netball team, that's interesting. If it's a professional thing, that's interesting, yeah.
It can be, because it gives probably a clue they're willing to volunteer their time, they're passionate about something, and they want to give back. So you could see that in that. You know, sometimes you hear about people who've climbed Kilimanjaro, or they've raised money, or they donate their time on the weekend in a hospital because that...
But if they want to say lifting New South Wales sales by 10% compared to the previous period, that's fine too.
That's fine too. because they're choosing what their personal, how they value their achievement.
Natasha Hawker is here from Employee Matters. We're talking about the questions you ask, because Daniel Schwartz gave this example of his killer question: are you smart or do you work hard? Dumb question, great question. You can be the judge of that. But what do you think is the great question? And what are some of the questions you or your people have been asked in job interviews? What's the stupidest one? Deborah, good afternoon.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. What's the one for you?
It wasn't for me. It was for my son. He was going for a university holiday job, and he was asked by the prospective employer, what would you prefer to have growing for the rest of your life, your feet or your hands?
Oh,
how ridiculous is that?
What would you rather keep growing for the rest of your life? Your feet. This is a bit like, would you rather swim through spit or walk through poo or something? It's that kind of question, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Well, what did he say?
It was a serious question, and he had to answer it seriously. Look, I can't remember, but he came home and gave us a resume of the interview, and it sounded absolutely ludicrous. I don't have any idea.
But my legs, sir, so I can stride out of here faster. Deborah, thank you. Natasha, what do you think of that?
Run away.
Fast.
Think of that. I think that tells more about the interviewer than the interviewee.
What's on your list of stupid questions?
The one I love as a bad question is, what animal would you be and why?
But you see, that is quite common, I think.
Yeah, but
I've heard people being asked that.
Yeah, but I question the relevance. I really do. You know, what insight is that going to give you? The other one is, sell me that telephone or sell me that pen. Now, maybe relevant in a sales role, maybe at a stretch. But I'm sure you could think of more creative questions to get that.
Well, it's really a measure of theatre sports ability, isn't it? The ability to kind of, make up, be very fluid with your words and all that, I guess.
Yeah, Richard, I think sometimes people do this almost for fun. You know, they're not sure what questions to ask, so let's ask something that can really differentiate the candidates. What you want to do in an interview is make them feel incredibly comfortable, so they tell you lots of things, so you can effectively evaluate them. You don't want to make them feel, really uncomfortable, so they close up.
Natasha Hawker is here. We're talking about, the sometimes hell of the job interview. Have you been through it? On either side of the desk, what do you think of the great questions? What are the terrible questions? What are the trends in this? Because I think that animal one is a real trend, and there was a time when people were asking it all the time. John's in St. George. Hi, John. John, where are you? Yeah,
yep,
good.
I'm
yeah,
here.
I got you. Now, John, let me pretend I'm the boss. You've just come in the door. Are you smart, John, or do you work hard?
I'm smart enough to know that I need to work hard.
Or I'm hard enough working that I know I need to be smart. That is genius. You're hired.
I really didn't want the job.
Well, have you been through this business of the job interview?
Long time ago. Mm. I'm on the other side of the fence now.
Okay. Do you have a question you always ask? And don't say it's
not
the animal one.
No. Look, your last caller said you want to make them feel comfortable. I think that's something that I've learned along the way. You just get chatting, and along the way, you're going to find things, you're going to discover things. And I think that an interview is a two-way process. They need to feel comfortable and make sure that you're the right fit, because if they find out afterwards that they're not the right fit to hire them, they're not going to last anyway.
Yeah, and who wants to spend 3 months training someone who's then going to walk out the door? Exactly. Hey, John, thank you for being smart enough to know you have to be busy or hard working. Yeah, I think it was. Thanks very much.
All right.
Here's Rob from Lapston. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how you doing, Richard?
Yeah, good. The questions that you get asked.
The question I would ask, instead of the rather obvious and dreary, what are your weaknesses, I'd ask someone, what's your most annoying habit?
Oh, okay, yes.
Because we've all got annoying habits, and if someone says, well, I just go through the work fridge and steal the best-looking lunch, then you wouldn't employ them, would you?
Yeah, because you're going to have to live with it, Natasha, aren't you? You're going to have to live with whatever that, you know, if it's, you know, chewing their fingernails or stealing the milk from the fridge. What do you think?
We spend a lot of time at work. I think that's a good question when it comes to culture, you know, because obviously as a business, you want to understand a cultural fit is really, really important, and it will often determine the success of candidates more than technical skills.
Serious one on the text. It sounds absurd, but I think they mean this seriously. Royal North Shore Hospital, nursing interview, 1970s. What kind of car does your father drive? Pretty bad, isn't it?
Yep, I got asked what my father did for a living.
Okay,
and when
right.
I told them he was a director of a merchant bank. I could see I was elevated in his opinion of me.
So that's really, they want to know your social class, isn't it?
Yeah.
They want to know.
A long time ago, I would hope no one would ask those questions these days. But I was asked that.
We hope so. Give us another stinker.
Another stinker is, are you planning on having babies anytime soon? Or how does your husband feel about you returning to work?
Well, not only a stinker, but illegal, I think.
Exactly, discrimination. Stinker and illegal.
And illegal. Here's Sashi in North Mead. Hi, Sashi.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, good. What were you asked?
Actually, I was applying for a manager's position, a senior manager's position, quite recently, and I was asked a very funny question, a very serious question, actually. They asked, tell me if you have mentored someone during your time in employment who has occupied a position higher than the position you occupied at that time.
In other words, did you mentor somebody in order to effectively make them rise above yourself?
Yes.
Wow, that's a kind of interesting one. What do you reckon, Natasha?
I think that is an interesting one. I think one of the benefits is true mentor relationships. Actually, you end up, the mentee becomes the mentor when they really work well. So I think they're trying to establish whether you put your team in front of you.
Well, that's right. And that's, well, it's all a lot better than what animal do you, what animal do you remind yourself of? Exactly. Hey, Natasha, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Yeah, Natasha Hawker from Employee Matters with some thoughts on the good and bad questions when it comes to a job interview.